The premise of the Broadway musical The Producers is that a pair of lovable rogues sell 25,000% of the shares in a show that is guaranteed to flop. It doesn't flop, and the producers, unable to pay their investors, end up in trouble and in jail. Well, if the scam had involved cattle instead of shares in a musical, it would have resembled the case unfolding in Grant City, Missouri. In that rural northern Missouri town, George L. Young evidently sold 210,000 head of cattle to various investors, and so far no one has been able to locate more than 16,000 of them. Mr. Young's business was selling young cattle to farmers who would feed them and fatten them up and then pay back the farmers after he took the cattle to slaughter. Richard Fox of Broken Bow, Nebraska, is one of Mr. Young's disgruntled customers. He told us how the business appeared to work.
The way I understand, he sold as many of these same cattle as to 10 different people. And somehow he was able to fool the banks into saying that he had these cattle.
So you would buy cattle from him.
Yes.
At a good price.
Yeah.
And then you'd profit on that after you'd fed the cattle when you brought the cattle to slaughter.
Yes.
Would you actually have the cattle on your own ranch at that point?
No. No, he placed them in other people's feedlots.
So you bought 208 head of cattle from him?
Yes.
And you never saw those 208 cattle?
My son went through there in December and looked at the cattle personally with George, took some pictures of the cattle, and he said, "This is your pen of cattle," and so forth.
Try to give us some sense of scale here. How much are you out right now until, if you ever do see the proceeds of the sale of those cattle?
I feel that if we ever get a nickel on the dollar, we'll be lucky. We're out probably $140,000, $150,000.
$140,000 or $150,000.
Yeah.
Well, but if you're out $150,000 potentially,
yes,
and your cattle are only 1/1000th of the unaccounted for cattle in this, then the size of this of Mr. Young's problem is colossal in that case.
Oh, it is. It's going to be $100 million. It's going to be the largest swindle in the cattle industry ever.
But how does it work? If you buy a head of cattle, you say you get a tag number or you might get a picture. How do you know that you have exclusive title to that particular cow?
It's just an honor system. It's always worked in the feedlot business. He's 70, 71 years old, looks like a farmer in bib overalls, nice appearing person. And I visited with a people that done business with him or known him for 31 years. They couldn't believe it.
Now, you know, in the classic pyramid scheme, the classic Ponzi scheme, when somebody is selling investments in stuff that really isn't there, the only way you can keep that scheme going is by finding more and more and more and more investors to give you the money to pay off the earlier investors.
That's the way this has worked.
That's what you think happened here.
Yes. And it could have been going on for 10, 15 years, but I can't feel it. You know, banks inspect them every 6 months. They have field inspectors to inspect, supposedly count the cattle and what have you.
When did you learn the size of this problem? When did you learn that it wasn't just your 208 head of cattle, but that it's tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of head of cattle that can't be counted?
On Monday, First Tier Bank had a meeting in Omaha, attended by about 250 lawyers and cattle people, and they started talking about how many cattle they had, and the lawyer for First Bank got up and said, well, as near as they could come up with, like three or four major banks had mortgage on about 180,000 to 200,000 cattle. That's doing quick work on them, and they could only find 12,000 to 13,000 at that time. Where that money could go is more than I know.
Well, but big, it sounds like the world's record for phantom cattle, what happened to you there.
Well, I really feel it is. I think this will be the biggest cattle book, or if anybody writes one, it'll be the biggest scam and that was ever happened, you know.
Well, Mr. Fox, I'm sorry that you had to be a victim of this this operation, but thank you very much, sir,
you
for
bet.
Talking with us.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Richard Fox, one of the farmers who bought cattle from George Young. We reached him in Broken Bow, Nebraska.